Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers opening day, just days away.
You like brats?
Yeah, sure do. This week, Thursday, 12:10 is the first pitch. That game against the Mets in New York. The home opener a week from today, Tuesday afternoon, American Family Field.
Bullseye!
Talk about being out of the ballpark and name your sport. But I always like to say, this is a show. Baseball is the main event, but there are so many other things that are a part of the show. From the concessions, to the amenities, to what happens in between innings. What contests or other things are running at the ballpark? And at the top of the pyramid for managing the team that puts on the whole rest of the show is Tom Hecht with the Brewers. He is vice president for consumer experience, which is a fancy way of saying outside of what happens in the game, he's in charge. Tom, great to have you with us this morning.
Don't put so much pressure on me, Ben.
Right.
Man,
too late.
That's a lot.
Anything that doesn't happen on the field is up to you, right?
And I welcome it. There's a lot of fun at the ballpark.
Well, we've got to start here. I mean, we've talked endlessly about the new replay board in center field in particular, another one near the home plate area. How big and how clear and cool is it right now? And more importantly, what is that going to enable your team, your in-game entertainment team, to be able to do to enhance that fan experience?
Well, the board itself is twice as large as our board that we had last year. The board last year was a little under 6,000 square feet. The board we have now is over 12,000 square feet. And that doesn't include, again, the secondary board that we have out in right field now, which we've never had before. And that's just a little under 3,000 square feet. Not only are they big, obviously, but they're the clearest boards in all of Major League Baseball. They're 8 millimeters in regards to the pixel. What that means is, like, there's only 8 millimeters between every little light bulb on the board, and it's the clearest in baseball. So there's more pixels on our board in center field than any other board in Major League Baseball. So the picture is going to be unbelievably clear and dynamic.
Talking with Tom Hecht with the Brewers. He is vice president of consumer experience. On that, Tom, I've complimented your in-game entertainment team so many times because of the fun things that they can do, whether it's on the theme nights, like the Star Wars nights, coming up with funny names for all the guys in the lineup, the various cams and all that. What's so interesting to folks behind the scenes, if you can watch that, there's like a script for what happens each and every moment outside of baseball, right?
We, Vince, people always ask, what do you do in the off season? Like, we all sit around and we play checkers.
Yeah,
you know,
we are
planning. I mean, from the time the season ends until the next season begins, we are planning out everything. So as an example, in the first couple of homestands of the season, we have a hockey night coming up at the end of the month of April. We're doing Bark at the Park at the very beginning of May. We're planning out all the in-game stuff that's going to tie around those things. It's not just, hey, come in and get a hockey jersey, a Brewers hockey jersey, but all the in-game stuff that we're going to do that day. We're going to tie some really fun stuff to it. At the end of the day, my take is, people come to the games for a lot of different reasons. There's a lot of people who come to the game and they bring their scorebook and they want to keep track of the game and they're diehard fans and we love them. Some people just come because they enjoy the social atmosphere. They enjoy tailgating. We want to make sure that we provide experiences for everybody. So for that fan that is so ingrained in the game, that secondary board is going to give us the opportunity to put more stats and more information than we've ever done before. But it's also going to allow us to enhance the show itself and do more fun things as well. So we really feel like there's something for everybody when they come to the ballpark.
I know it's going to be tough to top the Giannis jersey giveaway that the team had last year, but you got anything to tease for us? Anything maybe fans can expect for the upcoming season?
How about another Giannis basketball jersey giveaway?
Fine, sure. We'll take it.
You know what? It blew us away with how popular it was. And obviously, everybody loves Giannis because he's an owner of the Brewers. I mean, that's why they love him, right? So we're doing another jersey giveaway the first Saturday of the season. We're excited for that, but we have all sorts of giveaways that we're doing this year. Baseball jersey giveaways we're doing. We have a puffy vest giveaway. There's all sorts of things that we're doing. Our calendar is up for people to see it, but We know people love to get the swag, and so we're going to provide a lot of it this season.
Tom Heck with the Milwaukee Brewers. Tom, last thing for you. If there's one new attraction, whether it's the team store expansion and other options there, something new on the menu, something at J-Line and Kugel's Barrel Yard, you know, what is that must-see things for fans who haven't been to the yard since last season need to go out and make sure that they see or try or taste?
The must-see thing this year, Vince, is our partnerships with the folks from the 3rd Street Market Hall. We're opening up the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex. We're bringing in four of the top vendors from down at the 3rd Street Market Hall to work here. They have their own stands here. We're putting in games for people to play. We really feel like it's going to be a great area. People, you know, one of the things that people love about the ballpark is the food. And we were recently voted the number two ballpark in all of baseball for food. But we're not sitting on our laurels. We're bringing in more things, more experiences. So the 3rd Street Market Hall, we think, is going to be a really dynamic area that people will enjoy. It's going to be located down the right field line in the loge level between the local brews bar and the other cocktail bar. So it's just going to be a great setting for people.
Yeah, he is Vice President for Consumer Experience. Brewers and Mets, 12-10 Thursday to start the season. The home opener in American Family Field a week from today against the Twins.
We'd be better off listening to Adhesive Tape.
Oh, come on, Bob. That's going to be a good game. Rain.